This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel was checking on Monday whether Hamas's deputy military leader had been killed in an airstrike in Gaza, Israeli media said, as prospects fade of talks securing a ceasefire to coincide with the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. If his death is confirmed, he will be the highest-ranking official from the Islamist militant movement killed by Israel in the 5 months of war that have pulverized the coastal enclave and killed tens of thousands of Palestinians. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. As Ramadan began on Monday, countries including the U.S. and Egypt stepped up airdrops of aid amid hunger in Gaza. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
The United Nations chief Antonio Guterres said international humanitarian law lay in tatters.
Honor the spirit of Ramadan by silencing the guns and removing all obstacles to ensure the delivery of life-saving aid at the speed and massive scale required. At the same time, and in the Ramadan spirit of compassion, I call for the immediate release of all hostages.
Guterres warned Israel's threatened assault on Rafah could plunge the people of Gaza into, quote, an even deeper circle of hell.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Jamaica on Monday to attend a Caribbean Community or CARICOM meeting on Haiti, where a collapse in security and a humanitarian crisis in the Caribbean nation has unfolded, the State Department said. Blinken departed from Washington on Monday morning on a trip organized at the last minute as spiraling gang violence threatens to bring down Haiti's government.